there was surprisingly quite a bit to do for youngsters out there. Especially my mother and I, we lived there for 3 months, and we saw families come and go. Alva Washburn left, Colin McDonald left, and I had a lot of time alone. And yet there was always something to do, like I helped in the kitchen, and I hiked a lot, did a lot of swimming in the outdoor pool, and in the indoor pool. Something perhaps I shouldn't relate, but I don't think it will hurt anything, it's harmless. The women's pool, main pool, on the inside, on the inside pool, that is, not the outside pool that was down in the open, but this was the inside pool. The women's and the men's were connected by a pipe, and of course you swam in these pools without suits, and one of the things that we boys would do would be to go into the men's side of the pool and peek through the pipe, see into the other side. I don't believe we ever saw it very much. And we thought, man, that's something else. Look at that. And it was pretty innocent, believe me. But I read a lot. I was a bookworm at Chattanooga, especially in the last year there. We were there two different periods, from 32 to 33. And then we spent the winter of 34, wait a minute, hold on, we're out there 31 and 32, and then in Fairbanks in 32 and 33, and then we moved back out to Chattanooga during the winter of 34 and 35. I must get that correct. And I spent the winter of 35 in Chattanooga quite a bit by myself. There were no other children my age, if there were any children at all.